Hello, and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Jarrett Topel. We all love to make money, and usually the more the better, right? However, if you ever find yourself in a situation where it looks as if you're likely to make significantly less money in any given year than usual, there is a financial strategy you should be aware of that may be well worth taking advantage of. In years where you or your family unit have an unusually low income, there's a tax planning strategy known as a Roth IRA conversion that may help significantly lower your overall lifetime tax burden. Now, please make sure you heard that right. I didn't say a strategy that will lower your current tax burden. I said a strategy that may well lower your overall lifetime tax burden. This is a really important distinction to note and to fully understand. Basically, all a Roth IRA conversion is taking money from a traditional IRA account or some other pre-tax retirement account and converting those dollars into a Roth IRA. And when you do this conversion, you pay taxes on the converted amount that year, and then, if managed properly, you'll never pay taxes on those dollars or the growth of those dollars again. This strategy is purely a bet on if you'll be in a higher or lower tax bracket in the future when you start to withdraw money from your retirement accounts. And when you convert to a Roth IRA, you're betting that you'll be in a higher tax bracket in the future, so you're willing to pay taxes now at the lower rate to avoid paying taxes later at the likely higher rate. So, if you find yourself in a situation where you have an abnormally low-income year, and this situation is not likely to last forever, it might be a perfect opportunity to take advantage of a Roth IRA conversion. There are plenty of reasons you might find yourself in this temporary low-income situation. You could be between jobs or unemployed for a significant amount of time during the year. You might have taken time off from work to have a child or for a sabbatical. You might have recently retired and be living off your cash reserves for a while before starting to receive Social Security or pension payments, or. Whatever the reason may be, in these scenarios, most people don't do anything different with their investments and simply enjoy paying less taxes than usual for a change. However, in reality, while they may pay less taxes in a given year or time frame, by not taking advantage of these temporarily low-income years, they're likely setting themselves up to pay more taxes than necessary over their lifetimes. What they should do, instead, is be proactive and take advantage of these low-income years by filling up their temporarily low tax bracket buckets while they can, so they will have a lower tax burden in the future when they're back to their normal higher income levels and their associated higher tax brackets. To understand why this is so, it's important to understand how taxes and tax brackets work. So let's start with a couple of relatively basic tax concepts. First, let's talk about tax deductions. For tax year 2024, an individual automatically receives a $14,600 standard deduction from the IRS before they have to pay any federal income taxes. And a married couple who files jointly gets a $29,200 standard deduction. In other words, the IRS has said the first $14,600 earned for an individual or $29,200 for a couple is income tax free. And if you itemize your deductions, this amount may be even higher. However, to keep it relatively simple here, we'll focus solely on standard deductions. Only once you have income above and beyond your standard deduction do you start actually paying federal income taxes. So, now, let's talk briefly about tax brackets. In the United States, we have a tax system that is progressive, meaning, in general, you pay a higher percentage in taxes the higher your taxable income goes. For 2024, an individual will pay only 10% in federal taxes on income up to $11,600, and then only 12% on income between $11,600 and $47,150. For 2024, a married couple will pay only 10% in federal taxes on income up to $23,200, and then only 12% on income between $23,200 and $94,300. The next marginal rate goes all the way up to 22% and continues to climb all the way up to 37%. Of course, depending on where you live, you may also be subject to state and or local taxes as well. For now, we're just talking about federal taxes. So, let's assume you're married and your family usually earns about $150,000 per year. However, one of you was not able to work full-time in 2024, and as such, you have an abnormally low-income year where your family earns only $50,000. In this scenario, you can take advantage of this temporary, low-income year and convert some or all of your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, which will add the amount of the conversion to your taxable income for the year. You would do this in order to use up a larger part of this low income tax bracket while it's available. In this example, your family could add up to an additional $73,500 to their income through Roth IRA conversions on top of the $50,000 you had in earned income and still stay in the 12% federal marginal tax bracket. Now, if you were to try to do this in a normal year where your family earned $150,000, adding this conversion to your taxable income for the year would push you all the way up into the 24% tax bracket. In other words, by taking advantage of your current, temporary, low tax bracket, you're paying around half the amount in federal income taxes you would have to pay in a normal income year. And remember, as long as you manage it correctly, the money that was converted to the Roth IRA will never be taxable again. So you don't have to worry about being in a higher tax bracket in the future when you eventually take distributions. The key point to remember with a Roth IRA conversion is that you're making a choice to pay taxes now in order to avoid paying taxes later. This strategy makes sense anytime you're in a lower tax bracket now than you will be in the future when taking withdrawals from your accounts, and you can afford to pay the taxes due on the conversion now and have the money to do so outside of the account being converted. As they say, only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. And I would add a third certain thing to this list, and that is absolutely no one likes paying taxes. As such, it's sometimes hard to imagine paying more in taxes in any given year than absolutely necessary. And by converting to a Roth IRA, you are most certainly paying more taxes now than necessary. However, when looked at holistically, paying a little more in taxes now may save you from paying a lot more in taxes later, and this is really what a good, long-term, holistic tax planning strategy is all about.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & Destacy Wealth Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & Destacy Wealth Management, LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & Destacy Wealth Management, LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.